The movie United 93 is controversial and gripping. It's a real-time retelling of what happened aboard that plane on September 11th when passengers tried to overcome four Arab hijackers. Playing the role of hijacker was an opportunity and a challenge for Omar Berdouni. He's a London-based actor who, like most of us, watched the events of September 11th unfold on television. When Berdouni heard that Muslims were involved, he immediately worried about the repercussions for himself and the whole Arab world. That concern nearly led him to turn down his role in United 93.
My first reaction was, absolutely not. I do not want to be involved in this project because, you know, I was pretty ignorant of Paul Greengrass, our director's work beforehand. But when I first had the meeting with him, he sort of made me believe that what he wants to portray is the truth. Not only the passengers were hijacked that day, also my religion was hijacked in a way that they were killing innocent people on the name of Islam, which couldn't be far from the truth. I mean, you cannot kill innocents on the name of Allah. It just doesn't make any sense. Paul Greengrass had the sensibility, and he put me at ease of mind, and he told me that this is not a movie about, we're not going to start demonizing these people, and we're going to portray them like they truly were, as these deluded, fanatical people, that they don't represent me or my society or my religion.
But that puts you in such an interesting position, because if you do your job and mm-hmm. portray this terrorist in an absolutely convincing way, that could affect the way that people view you. That could sort of feed into that stereotype.
Well, I mean, for me, it's a huge stretch to play a part like this. I mean, I grew up in Morocco, a very open society. I had an American school education. I mean, I have more in common with someone from the south of Spain than from someone from the Middle East who has this belief. So for me, it's challenging work as an actor. It's something that I can really get into and really read the script and really do some research and get into it.
So you had concerns as someone of Arab descent, but I'm wondering if you felt that your fortunes changed as an actor after 9/11.
Well, at that time, I have to be honest, I did not expect to be in a film like this. You know, after the first year it happened, it never occurred to me films like that would be made in the first place. It just didn't occur to me.
There's a scene in the film where you walk forward, you get up, you reach in that overhead cabin, you pull down a black bag, and you head toward the front of the plane, and you go into one of those little teeny lavatories.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what you do, and tell us what you had to do to get into the right frame of mind for that scene.
There was a big delay for us to take off the plane, and that put a lot of the plan in disarray, and there was a miscommunication between us, and we didn't really know what was going on. We didn't know whether the pilots already knew about the hijacks that were happening in other planes. So there was a lot of apprehension in whether when was the right time to go ahead and do it. But I think as soon as I stand up and I make my way to the toilet, there was a complete sense that I am doing the right thing and I am ready to do it, and come what may, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to die doing what I have to do in the name of God.
So much of that is portrayed through the emotions that we see sort of flash across your face. You're in that little teeny room, and the way it's shot, we're looking at you in the mirror as you're mm-hmm. looking at yourself.
I must say that that was a very, very hard, challenging thing to do, to actually look at myself in the mirror, because you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're not looking at yourself as myself, as Omar. I'm looking at myself as Ahmed Al-Haznawi, the terrorist of Flight 93. And that was makes it such a hard and difficult part to play.
All this while you're putting together a bomb in that bathroom.
Yeah.
That's why you brought your bag forward.
Exactly.
So without dialogue, there are things you use other than words, the way you breathe, the way you bite your
sure.
bottom lip, things like that.
That's right.
What is the language then that you speak if you can't use words?
At the time, it was a language of, as a terrorist, you're thinking and you're breathing like one. And in fact, one of the research we did was one of the preparations. There was a letter written by Muhammad Atta explaining all the preparations that would do, and that covered everything. That covered from what you should dress, what kind of blade you should be carrying, from how the way you should breathe, and the way that you should clench your teeth together when you're in fear, and the certain prayers you should say when you're feeling afraid and all that. So that was completely covered by them, and I sort of remembered that the notes that Atta left behind explaining what you should be doing at every situation.
How concerned are you now about being pigeonholed, now that you've portrayed this role?
I'm not, because I've been very lucky, and I've been playing very varied roles so far. I've just done a movie with directed by Philip Haas called The Situation, and it's about Iraq, and I play a very pro, I suppose, American Iraqi citizen who's helping out an American journalist, and for me it's a completely different character. So I mean, I am going to be playing Arab roles. I mean, that's who I am. But in terms of being playing terrorists all the time, I don't think I am going to, and I don't think I will be pigeonholed, because I'm just not going to be playing terrorists all the time, hopefully.
Omar Berdouni, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me. Thanks.
Omar Berdouni, his latest film is United 93.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.